Welcome to another episode of A Braver Brand, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Kate K. McCarthy, and today I'm solo with an episode that brings together one of nature's greatest gifts and the process of how we intentionally build our lives and businesses. I am talking about what it looks like to create seasonal lives and businesses. By that, I don't actually mean like the business model of a seasonal business, right? So like our makers and our artists out there that are listening who might be smack dab in the middle of the holiday season, their busy season. That's not what I mean. What I mean here is how we can take the seasonal and cyclical rhythms that exist in nature through the actual four seasons, the rhythms of the moon, the rhythms of our own bodies, creative processes, relationship, and both apply them to our own lives and businesses and use what we know to intentionally create them in a way that engages with flow and ease on an entirely new level. So one of the things that I have been most obsessed with recently is this concept of using the patterns that we see in nature and applying them to our own lives and businesses. So from the cyclical nature of the earth, our bodies, our seasons, our tides, to nature's insistence on interdependence, I am fascinated, like beyond fascinated, by what nature can teach us, and then how we can apply those lessons to our lives and businesses. For one, simply so that we're working in tandem with nature, right? So that our lives and our businesses aren't actively fighting against our greater good, by which I mean being connected to and caring for our earth. And two, because we are a part of nature. And by leveraging what we know about our own cycles, our own interdependence, our own efficiency, we can build out lives and businesses that aren't like actively struggling and butting up against our own nature. We can end up building out lives and businesses that partner with our natural rhythms for more success and more ease and more intentional expansion. But before we get into all of that, I wanted to unravel a little bit to clarify where we are right now and why it is so damn important for us to reclaim our seasonal nature. Here is what has happened. So with technological innovation, starting way back in the Industrial Revolution, came a change in how we work. So instead of being tied to nature's rhythms, the seasons, the harvest, the length of the days, we've created our own set of rules because with electricity and industrial innovation and the internet, the opportunities are literally endless. That's why we're here, right? Doing what we do. So I promise that this isn't like going to go all the way back and be a history lesson, but I wanted to talk about like where we are now, because when it comes to our businesses now in an online global world, it means that one, we can work anytime, which sometimes feels like it means that we can work all the time, everywhere, in every medium, on every platform, on vacations, at weekends and evenings. And two, we've bought into the belief that consistency is the measure of health and success when it comes to both our lives and businesses. I want to repeat that. We have bought in to the belief that consistency is the measure of health and success when it comes to both our lives and businesses. From our daily habits to our personal expectations, from our monthly income to our social media presence, we expect our lives, our businesses, our health, our relationships to be the same, consistent, day in, day out, 24/7. We expect our energy levels to stay consistent, to be able to hustle like a boss at the same level every single day, to keep the same routine and to expect the same results. But that is not how it works. It is not how any of this works. Now, I'm not knocking consistency. Consistency is totally important when it comes to lives and businesses. That's why routine and ritual are so important. That's why showing up consistently in our business gives your audience the awareness that you're going to show up for them over and over and over again. But when we peel back the layers, you can see that our lives, right? Our years, our months, our weeks, our days, they are cyclical. They are seasonal. Each day, if you look close enough, has a pattern. Each year, if you get really curious, works with the seasons. There's ebb and flow. There's in, there's out. So despite the fact that the internet is working 24/7, 365, depending on your internet provider, you were not designed to. When we try to do that, right? When we place a value and an expectation of consistency above our natural ebbs and flows, when we place a value and an expectation of consistency above our natural seasons and rhythms and cycles, we inevitably begin fighting against our own systems. We get sick, or we burn out, or we find ourselves disappointed, or frustrated, or caught up in a shame spiral because our client load or our monthly income has shifted, because our bodies have changed, or our relationship isn't working the way that it once was, and we wonder what's wrong with us. When really, we should be asking, what is wrong with the way that we've been looking at our lives and businesses? Here's the thing. If we get really curious and connected to the ebbs and flows in our energy levels, if we take into account the natural rhythms and our seasons of business and life, if we take all of that awareness, that self-awareness, that business awareness, that relational awareness, and we plan with that in mind, we can actually build lives and businesses that work in tandem with nature, so that we can work smarter, not harder, so that our business systems and our calendars and our plans work for us and not against us, so that our income supports us in slow months, which are okay, so that we build in time for rest and reflection, so that we give equal weight and energy to our support systems, so that we can really focus on getting grounded and rooted to prepare for seasons of expansion, so that we don't burn out, friends, and so that we can rise. So, why, oh why, am I talking about all of this in December? Because for many of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, maybe not those makers and artists that I was talking about earlier who are wading through their busy season at the moment, for those of you out there doing the damn thing and listening to this podcast, listen in and then save this episode for later. I promise there are nuggets that you are going to be able to hold on to when the season is not quite so chaotic. But for many of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, this time of year, as winter creeps in and the weather changes and cozy sweaters and thick socks are an everyday uniform, this time of year is ripe for some seasonal awareness. For most of my service-based clients and colleagues, December tends to be a slow month for business growth. People are, quite naturally, spending more time in the realm of all things holiday, with family and with friends, and their energy is often elsewhere. So you might be a therapist or a healer or a coach listening in, and your clients might be taking time off of your sessions to visit family or step away from their businesses or change up their typical routines. Or maybe you're listening in and you're a designer or a branding expert and you're finding that people are just not ready to start a big project with the holidays on the horizon. That slow season can feel utterly disheartening, especially if you haven't met your income goals or you have something that you want to sell that doesn't quite fall into that holiday sales category. It can feel so, so heavy. If that's you, I want you to know that I see you and that I hear you. And what if we could reframe that? What if we took a longer view and we saw this slow period or any other slow period for some people it's summer or October or whenever? What if we saw our slow periods as an opportunity to, rather than force our way through in search for consistency or expansion, to instead curl in, reflect, and create for the year ahead? What if we use the wintry weather as a reason to cozy up and invest in our support systems, our partners and our friends and our business besties, all so that when it is time to rise and expand, we have steady and sturdy and deep roots? What if we use the extra time to plan for and build out that creative project or service that we've been so desperately wanting to create? The retreat or the community, the podcast or workshop or course, or whatever. All so that it's ready to make its way out into the world in the new year. Think about nature in winter. In the winter, the earth is resting. It is digging deeper roots. It is working its magic on the seeds that lay just below the surface. For me, December is when I both look back on the past 11 months and look forward into the new year, getting clear on what worked, what really, really didn't, and what my most joy-filled, rebellious callings are urging me to make and create and share in the new year. Every December, I hit pause on the expansion and I get really present. That's actually why I decided to offer Your Big Meaningful Workbook, which if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you know Your Big Meaningful Workbook is my self-study workbook and private community that is all about you getting your big, meaningful, creative project or service out into the world. That's why I decided to offer it this month. Typically, I don't sell in December. I just don't. But I knew that if you're like me, this month would be the perfect month to curl up, snuggle in, and get clear about what you're creating in the new year. Also, that when that New Year's energy hits, you are ready to share it with the world. Now, I'm not saying that we have to literally mirror the seasons. That's not what I'm saying here. If December is your season of growth, go for it. If summertime is your busy season, that's awesome. But if it's your slow season, plan for it. If you experience all four seasons in a single business quarter, know that so that you can honor and leverage that energy, that ebb and flow, the shifts and the expansion. Last year, during a slow season, I decided to do just that. I spent some time getting a big picture, balcony level view of my business. I tracked the seasons and the rhythms and the cycles in both my life and my business and my body and my relationship. I looked at the year, then I pulled closer in and looked at the month, then a little bit tighter at the week, and then because those rhythms and cycles exist on every level at the day. And here's just some of what I found. I found out that I might be a morning person, but I don't race into the day. I warm up slowly. I found out that Decembers are always slow for me, whereas January energizes me. Same season, different month. I found that I produce in the mornings and I'm really good at creating in the afternoons. I found that my body loves a good sweat in the summertime, but craves stretching in the winter. I learned that just like mornings, I like to warm up to the week slowly. So I get the most done between Tuesday and Thursday, and then I ease back out. I learned that my income ebbs and flows based on my capacity and my calendar, and my energy shifts and changes throughout the month consistently. In response, I decided to enact a little experiment. I asked myself, and maybe you want to ask yourself this very same question, what would it look like if I fully embraced and honored those ebbs and flows? What would it look like if I shifted my schedule from my daily routine to my weekly availability, from my seasonal launches to my annual offerings? What if I shifted it to leverage what I knew about my natural patterns and cycles? What would it look like if I shifted my actions and I shifted my expectations to harness my energy and give myself some grace through the process? And here is what happened. So, knowing that I'm a morning person and that I need to warm up slowly, I started getting up earlier to make time for reading and journaling over my first cup of coffee. Truth be told, I was never one to have a morning routine before, and now I am learning just how important that routine is for me to claim my day. Now that I'm aware that Decembers are slow for me, I work really hard to figure out how to use that time, how to plan for it, and how to release the shame and guilt around not hustling during the holiday season when my spirit is called to pull back. On the flip side, I know that in a few short weeks in January, I get to lean into that New Year's energy, which means that I can get excited about the couple new projects that are on the horizon. I learned that since I produce in the mornings and create in the afternoons, I could shift my schedule to get my task list knocked out early in the morning to make space for inspiration to hit. And knowing that Mondays are like mornings, made to be slow and easy, I keep my calendar clear until late in the day on Monday so I can be as present as possible for my clients. Being my best involves setting those boundaries so that I can show up for my people. Because I love y'all. Here's what I'm trying to say. We are not meant to be 24/7, 365 people. We are not. We are not machines. We are living, breathing, changing organisms. We are not meant to produce in the same way every day, every month, every year. Our bodies, our relationships, and the world was not meant for that pace. So I want to encourage you to look at your life and your business like the organic being that it is, rather than a set of strategies or social media calendars or automated systems. The creative process, our relationships, our bodies, our businesses, they each have a rhythm, a cycle, a set of seasons to be acknowledged and celebrated and harnessed. So, knowing all of that, maybe this December it is time to give yourself a little grace, to stop all the hustling and striving, to stop beating yourself up about a slow month, and listen to that voice inside that is calling out for a little TLC and some creativity. Maybe, looking ahead, you know that every March feels like a breath of fresh air for your business, and you want to plan for the launch of something new that time of year. Maybe it's time to build in slower movement or more dance parties to get you going on a cold winter morning. Or maybe, Maybe it's time to really invest in your support system to remind your people how grateful you are for them and to grow those deep, strong, steady roots. The question is, what do you need in this season? If you are in a season of curling in and getting clear about what you want to create in the new year, just a reminder that tomorrow, as in tomorrow, Wednesday, December 5th, is the very last day to snag your copy of your big meaningful workbook and to join the private community where we will be cheering each other on and I will be there to provide support and insight and accountability. You can head to the show notes or to katekmccarthy.com/workbook to learn more and join us. The doors are closing tomorrow. But wherever you are, I so hope that this conversation around seasonal lives and businesses has resonated with you. For me, that lens of leveraging and honoring the natural seasons and cycles and rhythms has benefited every part of my life, my business, my health, my relationships, and it's allowed me to engage with flow and ease on an entirely new level. I so hope it does the same for you. All right. See you next week. Thank you so much for listening to A Braver Brand. To find more resources, show notes, and exclusives, head to www.katekmccarthy.com. If you loved this episode, make sure that you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And while you're at it, leave a rating and review. Our work relies on listeners like you, and we're grateful each and every time you spread the word. Whether this is your first episode or you've listened to us since day one, you know that I am all about Instagram. Come find me at Kate K. McCarthy and then reach out and say hi. I adore you already. Thank you to everyone who makes this podcast possible. A Braver Brand is produced by me and my slam bang behind the scenes team. Catch you next time.